Up until I had a stroke.
Uh-huh.
And then my preacher from down in Sheboygan ran off with my wife. And
oh my.
I don't go to church anymore, but I do believe...
Watch yourself, that car's backing up.
I do believe in Christ. But our churches are filled with Hophni and Phinehas right now.
They're filled with wolves.
Watch out, Maya.
Yeah, watch out there, little ones. Car's backing up. They're filled with wolves, just as the Bible told us. So here's what I encourage you. What's your first name?
Jose.
Jose, I'm James. Here's what I encourage you to do. Get in the Word of God. Test everything to the Word of God. I'm here to help you. You have my website. You have my phone number. You have my email. Just what you said. Put your faith in Jesus Christ and His death, burial, and resurrection. Forget these synagogues of Satan, the church buildings on Sunday. These were not ordained by God. They're ordained by man. Look to Christ. Live for Christ. Seek the kingdom of God. And if you need help, I'm here to help you.
The best thing I can do is raise my kids the best that I can.
Amen. In the admonition of the Lord, don't... Can I give you a piece of advice? And it doesn't sound like you are. Don't let your heart be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Ready? Hebrews 3:13.
And it has been.
I was going to say, and it isn't necessarily...
Yeah,
times. It isn't necessarily your sin. It's the sin that man and your wife did on you. But you have sin as well, and I have to struggle with sin too. We must constantly be cleansing our minds and our hearts in the goodness, the love, the joy, the mercy of God. And here's what will help you. Flee all sin. As you flee it, flee the culture, flee churchianity, flee your flesh that drowns you in sin every day. As you flee that, Jesus said in John 8:32, I've come to set you free. And free indeed you can be if you follow Christ. Make sense?
I believe what you're saying.
God be praised. Let me know if I can help you.
I even went to Bible college for a couple years.
I'm glad you stopped.
I'm not biblically illiterate.
Yeah.
It's just that the world has a good time of beating us. I know the God says that the gates of hell will not prevail, but
right. But you got to be in His body. Yeah.
But there are times where it feels like it is.
Yes, you have to be in His body and seeking Him every single day. And if you want encouragement, let me know. I know other saints in this town will encourage you. You live here?
Yes.
I know other saints in this town will encourage you, disciple you, help you be a true man of God. Let me know I can help you. I love you.
You have a good day.
God be praised.